Hey everyone, this is Josh from Shine Bright Baby, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everyone, welcome to this interview. This is Jason Dzurek, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm hanging out in Bath, New York. I almost said PA, but I didn't. So it's New York, and I'm hanging out with Katie Bernier with Family Life Ministries. And Katie, what do you do around here?
I am one of the people that just work in the youth department. So I work with a lot of youth, but a lot of youth pastors and ministries as well.
Okay. And when you say that, though, so Family Life is not a church?
That's correct. Family Life is a large parachurch ministry. We have a radio station that broadcasts throughout a lot of New York and Pennsylvania, and then we have a ministry side that does youth ministries, adult ministries, we have a performing arts department, we have a counseling. There's a lot of kind of sub-ministries all under the same heading.
Okay, and so you do mainly youth. When you say youth, like what ages is that?
I work mostly with 13 to 19-year-olds. I do a lot of one-on-one mentoring and discipling of girls, and then I do a lot of resourcing with youth pastors.
Okay. All right, and as far as that resourcing goes, how does that look?
What I do is if a youth pastor says he wants to put on an event but he's not sure how, sometimes I'll go and I'll help them figure out how to do that, what they need to do to really get what they want from an event. I also do a lot of stuff by connecting resources to people. So churches that have one asset and another one needs it, help bringing them together.
What a concept. The church actually working together with the church. I can't believe it.
Well, it is, that is our heart, is to help establish some of that. Just kind of be the bridge between different churches. We're working on developing a youth resources website, which lists basically a lot of different ministries, speakers, bands, book reviews, and all the content is to be provided by youth pastors and leaders for youth pastors and leaders on the local level.
On the local level, okay. And so as far as, you know, doing stuff around here, all the good stuff, do you get to ever do anything fun?
Oh, definitely. I love my job. I have a lot of fun. Believe it or not, for me, teaching is fun. So when I get to work one-on-one with girls, I love it. We also do a lot of fun trips. I help out with the youth event side of things that we do here. So we'll do skates and camps and all sorts of fun, crazy stuff.
That's very cool. Now, for you, but you said you do like art stuff with the performing arts. Can you explain that?
Yes. We have a large performing arts department here, which handles and does a lot of Christian theater. So we have drama camps for kids, and then we do adult shows, and at each show we present the gospel. And so we'll have a show and 4,000 or 5,000 people will come to it and get to hear about the Lord. And it's really high, well-done theater, and I'm one of the costumers, so I love that part.
Yeah, very, very cool. And where can people find out information about Family Life?
They can go to www.fln.org.
Okay. And what, you know, if there's one thing you could do around here that really, really would pop, if you will, meaning something that you really have a heart for, what would that one thing be?
One-on-one with my girls. I just love working with teenagers and doing life with them. I love showing them scripture and then watching that transform their lives as they go and try to live it.
Okay. You say go ahead and live it. What do you mean by that?
I mean, when a girl reads in John that perfect love casts out all fear, and she realizes, coming from a broken home, that she can have love and she doesn't have to fear having relationships for the rest of her life when she can understand what perfect love means.
That's exciting. You know, if there was one thing you could tell our listeners, whatever it could be, anything, what would that one thing be?
That one thing would be that Jesus is life and the rest is just details. We sweat the small stuff, but really just focus on him.
Anything else? I'm just kidding, because that really is what matters, right?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. He's life, and we're the ones that try to add everything to it. We make issues out of things when it's really just Jesus Christ and him crucified and living that.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone, I've been sitting down with Katie Bernier, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
With Family Life, and it says she's Youth Action Resources, all that good stuff. That's your title?
Yeah, it is. It's a long title. The
Action. Youth Action. Wah-haw! Sorry, I had to. Okay.
Action and Resources. So what it is we're resources to churches. We'll come in and put on big events that maybe they can't do because there are a lot of small. We work with a lot of small churches. So we'll put on the big stuff that they can bring their kids to and be a part of. So that's like the fun action part. But then it's also the resourcing because we give them something to take their kids to. We work alongside them with what they're already doing.
That's awesome. And everybody, you can go out and go to FLN.org. That's FLN.org to find out more information about what's going on here. So what did you think of tonight?
Well, I thought it was awesome. I have several more gray hairs, but never have I seen an audience so held captive. We had 100 teenagers, dead silent. You could hear a pin drop, completely captivated. One of the best speakers we've ever brought in. It was wonderful. God showed up and touched a lot of hearts deeply.
What when you say that, what is the evidence of that?
I saw a lot of kids paying attention. And in a world of fast media and attention spans of 15 seconds, to watch them spellbound for 20 minutes was amazing. And you could just feel the Lord's presence in the room. You could see the questions on the kids' faces. And then just hearing snippets of the conversation afterwards of people asking questions and knowing that God was moving.
Without going into great details, because we want to keep those private, what were you hearing afterward? Whatever you can share.
Right. That's always the hard part. I just heard, for instance, one of the leaders just was like, God showed up. The Holy Spirit was all over that man. It was incredible. And so little snippets like that, people who have been really struggling to find answers talking about it and seeking more of those answers. So just giving glory to the Lord for watching him move. And then me personally as a youth leader, I've never been prayed for before like that. And so extremely blessed that before we prayed for the teens, they prayed for us. And that was just kind of water to a weary soul.
I am so encouraged to hear that. If there was somebody listening to this and they are looking for a speaker, why would you recommend Worldview Warriors?
I would recommend them because that's exactly what they are. They're worldview warriors, and we all have a worldview, and everywhere we go, we are presented with hundreds of worldviews every day. And so to see an accurate biblical one, but with maybe modern, up-to-date, relevant, whatever, that still holds the truth without compromising it is hard to come by. So I would recommend Worldview Warriors. Just is a great place to find truth, relevant biblical truth that doesn't compromise. And that's rare. And the kids need to know what their worldviews are, and they need to know who makes the worldview.
Well, Katie, you need to talk to George to make sure that we come back here, okay?
I'm pretty sure that will be a definite. We've already, George commented to me, was like, dude, can we have this guy all the time? I was like, yeah, I'm all for that.
Praise God. Thank you for that. And, you shared earlier about, with Jesus Christ obviously being the most important thing. If there was a youth minister listening to this, how could you, or what would you say to encourage them to stay on the path, to keep the faith, working with teens?
Teens notice everything. They seem to pay attention to the things we don't want them to and not pay attention to the things we do want them to. And so the way we live and how we love them is Christ to them. And so if you're struggling to hang on because it is the truth. And the only way to be refreshed ourselves is to go to the source. And so that is the biggest thing we can do for our kids is to live it by taking all of our problems to Jesus first, finding answers in him, and then teaching our children to do the same.
Amen, and thank you for sharing this.
Thank you. May God bless you in your ministry.
Thank you very much.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.